Back here on the Boys Basketball Coaches Preview Show, as we continue to talk about the upcoming 2025-2026 season. We're talking right now with Seth Streben. He is the first-year head coach with the Coon Rapids Baird Boys. They're coming off an outstanding run a year ago, going 22-3, going 15-1, and chairing the Rolling Valley Conference Championship. Coach, a good catch up with you. How you doing?
Good, good. The year started off good. We're getting into the swing of things 3 days in, but it's been a good 3 days.
Yeah, absolutely. You got a great group coming back, Coach. And before we talk about them and even your knowledge of them and the first few days of practice, you coached at North Mahaska prior to coming to Coon Rapids Baird. Give us a little history about you and your coaching history.
So I was coach over at North Mahaska. Like you said, I was a coach there for 10 years. I was the head coach for 9. Over that span, had a lot of good teams, was able to coach a lot of good kids, was fortunate enough to make it to the state tournament. One of those years with one of my teams, we ended up running into a buzzsaw that was North Lynn. It was fun to have that experience. And so hopefully just bringing some of what I've learned there and then what I've able to learn about these boys and from Coach Meyer and bring it to this squad.
What's the style you're hoping to play with this group of guys here?
So, I mean, with this group of guys, like you said, it's a pretty good group of guys. It's hard to have a wrong style, but the teams that I've coached in the past, typically we try to play quite a bit up-tempo. So so hopefully come in, and like I said, I've told these guys here every day that every single kid on the floor can play positions 1 through 5 and defend 1 through 5. So that gives us an opportunity to get out and run and push the pace.
With you wanting to push the pace, are you a pressure defense kind of guy?
Absolutely. I think that, yeah, that pressure defense dictates our ability on offense to then push the pace. So if we can force turnovers and get out in transition, that's what we want to do. So we do that with some aggressive man-to-man and then and some 1-3-1.
Do you feel like this group has really kind of grabbed a hold of that style so far here in the first week of practice?
Yeah, and getting a chance to watch these kids last year, I mean, Coach Meyer did a really good job of coaching up the defense, and these kids are already familiar with playing aggressive on-ball defense, and their help rotations are good. So it's been an easy kind of transition from my style of man-to-man to their style of man-to-man, not a whole lot of difference. So, yep, still turning up that pressure, and then when we haven't implemented our 1-3-1 quite yet. I think we did that today in practice, but it's the same idea. We're still trying to create some ball pressure, create some of those long passes that we can get a hand on and hopefully get in transition.
Coach, I know for you, you mentioned you got a chance to see them. You didn't probably know a year ago you were going to be taking over for Corey. So what did you see from the group and kind of what was your mentality and thought of this team a year ago and then coming in now as the new head coach?
Yeah, I mean, being an administrator, you find yourself at quite a few games. So like you said, I didn't know that I would be in this position at this point last year, but just getting to watch how Coach Meyer, the way the kids handled themselves on the floor, they're very respectful. They work very, very hard. 1 through 5, it was fun to watch them work as kind of a cohesive unit. If you're trying to play this style of defense, if one kid takes a play off, it shows. And I rarely saw that. I saw these kids out there, the 5 that were out there, playing hard consistently and playing good, solid team ball.
Let's talk about the first few days of practice. It sounds like it's gone well. What has anything surprised you or what's really jumped off the board at you here this first week?
I mean, the kids have, and the hope boys is, right, the kids come in and their attitudes are good, their efforts are good, and they show up. But I mean, these kids have exceeded that. They've showed up, and like I said, Coach Meyer was here for 19 years, and he did an amazing job. He's someone that I still talk to about basketball just about every day. And so me coming in, being someone different than what Coach Meyer is, these kids have been receptive. They've been open, and they've been willing to learn. They listen. They're coachable. So that's just made putting in new things so easy.
What's the staff going to look like for you this year? Is all the assistants kind of staying on, or are you kind of changing up things a little bit there? And then as far as numbers, good numbers for you out this year as well?
Yeah, the staff is the same. Coach Michael Lewis will still be my assistant, will still be the assistant. And then I have Coach Nathan Lindsay and then Coach Kevin Reese as my volunteer assistant. So And they do a really good job of making sure the kids are being active in practice. We're communicating, we're keeping our energy high. So it's nice to have those guys in there with the experience with those boys, kind of to stay on top of them in that aspect. And then I have 18 guys out, so which is pretty darn good for here. So we got 7 seniors, we got 6 juniors, a sophomore, and then four freshmen. So a pretty good range.
Coach, with the style you want to play, a lot of times coaches will go 8, 10 guys deep to keep guys kind of fresh so they can play that aggressive style. Is that what you're hoping to be able to do this year? Do you feel like you've got that type of depth?
Yeah, we do. We do. We feel like we have that kind of depth where we can push the pace. But if someone gets tired, we have people bodies that we can throw in that we can put in and not miss a beat, really. So really, one through eight, we're pretty darn solid. So it's nice to have that depth. Over at North Mahaska, with playing some of that pace, I didn't always have that depth, and so 1 through 6 is kind of tough with that kind of pace. But
Yep.
we combat some of that with making sure we're in good shape and making sure we're playing good sound defense and not committing silly fouls and stuff like that. So having 8 bodies or even more that we feel like we could put out there is nice.
Who are the guys, and I know you're early in practice, who are some of the names that are kind of those guys that may provide some depth for this group?
So we have a kid that's going out this year that didn't go out last year, but I think went out maybe as a freshman and a sophomore, and his name's Gavin Heiderscheidt. He's a nice big body. He's athletic. He's tall. He's long, and so he'll provide some nice depth. And then kid that was out last year, his name's Bennett Heiderscheidt. He's a nice athletic kid. Super aggressive on defense. Kind of go out there and leave it all out on the floor, which is exactly what you want. And one of our incoming freshmen named Tucker Lewis is. Will come in and provide some nice minutes off the bench as well.
You've got a really loaded kind of starting group coming back. Cal Hayden was he's our defending area player of the year for the Rewind stuff that we do here at the radio station. You've got Caden Oswald going to be back, Bryce Lewis going to be back, Ty Hayden, of course, going to be back. So 4 guys that started, are those guys fairly cemented, or has that been determined yet?
Yeah, I would say those guys are probably fairly cemented. That you listed off a pretty good 4 names there, and then a kid that coming back last year that contributed a lot to that team off the bench. His name is Jace Baker.
Yep.
So he'll contribute a lot too. So I would say those 4 are cemented, and then Jason, Gavin, Bennett, and Tucker will kind of compete for that 5th spot. But it really, no matter which one of those 4 you pick, you probably couldn't go wrong. So it's a nice problem to have.
What do you hope the strengths of this team will be as the season gets underway?
I mean, like just looking at us at practice, we're like you got Cal, Ty, and like I said, Gavin, Bryce is long. So we got kids who I think rebounding should be definitely one of our strengths, which is nice. So if we can kind of throw 2, maybe 3 kids at the hoop and then have the other ones kind of start that transition game, that helps. But if you don't have to send all 5 guys to the rim to feel like you need to secure a rebound and you can get it with 2 or 3, then that helps in that transition aspect as well.
Is shooting a concern? I know the last couple of years this team has been a little streaky with that. Is that a concern coming into the year or no? And what are maybe some of the concerns coming in?
I think anytime you coach high school kids, it can be a little streaky, right? Like,
Yep.
but I think that hopefully we get enough repetition in practice. And that's something I focused on a lot at North Mahaska, is we made sure that we were sound on defense, and then we made sure that we knew we had the portions of our offense, we knew what we were doing, we knew we did them well, and then we were volume shooters. So we want to get as many shot attempts as humanly possible throughout the course of the game, and we do that through our transition, we do that through our pressure defense, getting ourselves opportunities. But giving those kids opportunities during practice to get lots of shots up and shoot lots of game speed shots is how I think we help some of that.
Coach, you mentioned you focused a lot on that, the shooting aspect of things. Did a lot of that work come in the summertime? Were you able to get in the gym with these guys? Because they're very busy between baseball and everything else that they're involved in.
Yeah, I mean, baseball, the very good, successful baseball team, and then you got summer football in there, and then So we were able to get some kids in the gym and get some open gym stuff going on. So yeah, we had quite a few kids in that would shoot. I have one of those nice shooting guns that passes the ball out to you, and so we get lots of reps up really quick with that thing. So that's been a nice addition. But yeah, we've had some kids get quite a bit of volume this summer.
Rolling Valley's been pretty tough over the last several years. Woodbine to the state tournament. You guys contended for that a year ago, falling in that sub-state final. Before that, West Harrison, when they had a program, got down to the state tournament. You've always got Arweva that's been really good under Coach Wilkin and Coach Bell prior to that. Cam, Glidden's had some good teams, Booyer Valley. So what did you learn about the league last year, kind of watching from the outside, and what do you feel you know about it coming into this year?
I know that it's scrappy and it's competitive. Like you said, you mentioned Woodbine. Woodbine lost a couple kids, but they're going to be super competitive this year. I mean, you see them in the state championship for the football game, so you know they got athletes. But then Arweva, I got the chance to watch them play basketball here last year, and then I like the football game this year. You know, they're physical, they're athletic kids. And the same thing you mentioned, like Cam, Boyer Valley, Glidden, EHK, Peyton, like all these schools have kids in there that are athletic and that are compete. So, which is good, which is good. You like to see that. You like to see programs that can come in and make it a fun game, make it a fun atmosphere, and compete.
Has this team set goals for itself this year?
I think the goal, I mean, is obvious, right? Anytime you, I think they've we've over the past few years, what I've understood that. Made the sub-state final game a few times in several sports and not been able to quite get over that hump. Obviously getting to Des Moines to end our season there would be one of our main goals. It's a big goal. It's a lofty goal. It's not an easy thing to do, but we got a really talented group of kids here that I think if once things start meshing and we get into the rhythm, I think we're going to be tough. And obviously if we're lucky enough to make it to Des Moines, we're not satisfied with that. We want to keep going, but I would say that is probably our consensus goal.
What do you know and what do you like about your non-conference schedule?
We got a nice, good, I think, competitive non-conference schedule. So we got we picked up Bishop Garrigan. We're going to play them in that Hardwood Classic, and like we picked up Earlham. I know like. They play in a good competitive conference, so that's always tough. And then we play like IKM. IKM's good. I'm blanking. I don't want to miss anybody because I know we have several. I mean, ACGC's always good. They're always athletic. You see their football team again competing to go to the dome. So you know they're athletic. You know we got stuff like that. So we had Panorama. Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Disrespect anybody by forgetting them. But yeah, like I think our non-conference schedule is really competitive.
Well, Coach, we appreciate all of the time here today. I'm looking forward to getting a chance to work with you this season and, of course, watch this group of guys play throughout the season. So we appreciate all of your time here today. We wish you the best of luck in the upcoming season. And I know Mason and I will be looking forward to catching up with you each and every week throughout the season.
Sounds good, Jeff. Thank you.
You bet. Head coach again, Seth Streben, with the Coon Rapids Bear Boys basketball team. We'll be back with more of our basketball preview show. We'll stay in the Rolling Valley Conference. Mason will sit down with Matt Wilkin of Arweva coming up next.